Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Ever since I was in college, I have fallen so in love with coffee, especially first thing in the morning, because I am not a morning person. But I've tried to do black coffee before and it just wasn't working for me. It was really bitter and I've got a sweet tooth. So I always find myself adding too much into my coffee, whether that be cream or sugar or flavored syrups. When I really looked at my health and I really was looking at what I put into my body every single day, I realized that my coffee was pretty much like having a candy bar every single day. It really wasn't that great for me nutritionally. So I am so grateful and excited to have found this coffee company. They're called Coffee Over Cardio. Coffee Over Cardio is a brand and it's specifically targeted at boss babes, so female entrepreneurs, but really anyone can enjoy these flavors because they are so dang good, you guys. And they're so good for you. They are gluten-free, sugar-free, calorie-free. So then how are they flavored? The flavor is actually sprinkled onto the beans and baked before the coffee is ground up. So you get the flavor really deep into the coffee bean. My favorite flavors in general are the birthday cake and the cinnamon bun. I honestly don't really have to add that much to the cup anymore. I maybe put in a little bit of almond milk just for texture, but otherwise, I don't need the same amount of sugar and crap and everything that I was adding to this cup of coffee. The coffee itself is delicious. So if you're interested in trying it, or if it sounds like it's up your alley, head on over to coffeeovercardio.com. I'm going to hook you up with 10% off if you just use the coupon at checkout, 10DavinaF, you will get 10% off your purchase. So please enjoy this delicious coffee. Let's get into the show. Hey guys, it is a very special episode today. It is episode number 50 of my podcast. It's so crazy how I just launched this podcast not really knowing what I was doing and not really having much of a direction for the podcast. And I was such a beginner, but I am so happy and proud to have made it to episode 50. Today is also a healthy, happy living tip. So I thought what I would do is I would revisit one of my old blog posts all about five things I've learned over 5 years of weight maintenance. So I had lost 50 pounds and I had kept it off for 5 years at the time I had written this article. I'm happy to say that now I've kept it off for 6 years, but I think five things I've learned over the past 5 years of weight maintenance just kind of has a nice little ring to it. So let's do it. Number one, body positivity takes work, a lot of work. For pretty much my entire life, I assumed that losing 50 pounds was the magic answer to total happiness. It's true to an extent, as I believe the person that I am versus who I was is a night and day comparison. That being said, it's not as easy as just dropping weight. My stomach's gut that I was trying to flatten never really flattened, but instead became loose skin hanging off of my body. So the part of my body that disgusts me on my worst days still does. I have, and to this day, still use a list of affirmations and a ritual of speaking to myself loving and positively. I've read countless books, I've done meditation exercises, I've found great therapists. So the moral is, your mindset can hold you back, or it can be reprogrammed. The second thing I've learned, number two, You need to be okay with doing things alone. As much as you want the support of others, you cannot force anyone else into anything that you are doing. The only workout partner I've ever had moved back to South Africa. I was taking a break from sugar one day when I was sitting at a dinner table and everyone at the table shared a giant piece of chocolate lava cake in front of me. I wanted to attend a networking event that seemed fun, but nobody else in my friend circle seemed interested. It's really, really hard to do things alone, but you cannot preach your lifestyle onto other people. You can coexist. And by putting yourself out there, you can meet new people who you would have never met otherwise. Number three, the third thing I've learned. Everyone has an opinion. Yours matters most. I have dated guys who have talked down my workouts. I've posted photos of my loose skin, and I immediately get recommendations from strangers on how to fix it. I keep friends who are vegan, and I keep friends who follow the caveman, aka polar opposite lifestyle. At the end of the day, am I healthy and happy? Am I inspired to continue making progress? Am I considerate of others' suggestions while also thinking about what's best for me? Yes. Staying true to what works for you is all that matters. The fourth thing I've learned, number four, you need to be nice to yourself. Let's say you've noticed that one of your closest friends has gained 5 pounds. Would you call her out and say, God, you're a fat slob and you're going to ruin all of your hard work, so you might as well just keep eating? If you would do that, then you're probably not going to have a lot of friends. Bullying yourself does not benefit anyone, especially not you. In fact, learning to celebrate yourself is the greatest weapon you can carry. For instance, I've had one or two encounters with total strangers who attacked my body, and I was quick to stand up for myself. Once at Planet Fitness, when a guy told me that my workout outfit was unflattering, I was very quick to say, well, I've lost 50 pounds, so you're not going to tell me what I can and cannot wear. 15 years ago, I probably would have cried in the locker room. So for me to defend myself so fiercely was the greatest example of growth I've ever experienced. Although I don't wish those negative anecdotes on anyone, I do wish more people would know how powerful they are and be willing to celebrate fully. And this is a great segue into the fifth thing I have learned, number five. If you can put your mind to something, you really can do anything. The most precious gift I've been given is my story. My life changes so drastically, and I constantly find myself with questions and doubts, and yet when I look into the unknown, I'm not afraid. Because once upon 6 years ago, I changed my entire life. And in that moment, I realized that I was powerful and I was in control of my circumstances. And absolutely no matter what happens to me, I know I will be okay. I trust myself to know that I'm hardworking, I'm resourceful, and I'll figure it out. I'll make my greatest dreams happen. And if I don't, then I'll pick myself up and I'll chase even more dreams. So, those are the five things I've learned over the past 6 years of my weight loss maintenance. And I hope that you can carry these values with you today and just give yourself a little more loving kindness and a little more appreciation toward your health journey. Take care. Have a great weekend.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.